seclusion, solitude. Secondary, less important or effective than that which is primary. Secondly, in the second place in order or a succession. Second rate, second in quality, size, rank, importance, etc. Secrecy, concealment. Secretary, one who attends to correspondence, keeps records, or does other writing for others. Secretive, having a tendency to conceal. Sedate, even-tempered. Sedentary, involving or requiring much sitting. Sediment, matter that settles to the bottom of a liquid. Sedition, conduct directed against public order and the tranquility of the state. Seditious, promotive of conduct directed against public order and the tranquility of the state. Seduce, to entice to surrender chastity. Sedulous, persevering in effort or endeavor. Seer, a prophet. Seethe, to be violently excited or agitated. Seigneur, a title of honor or respectful address, equivalent to sir. Seismograph, an instrument for recording the phenomena of earthquakes. Seize, to catch or take hold of suddenly and forcibly. Selective, having the power of choice. Self-respect, rational self-esteem. Semblance, outward appearance. Semi-civilized, half-civilized. Semi-conscious, partially conscious. Semi-annual, recurring at intervals of 6 months. Semicircle, a half-circle. Seminar, any assemblage of pupils for real research in some specific study under a teacher. Seminary, a special school, as of theology or pedagogics. Senile, peculiar to or proceeding from the weakness or infirmity of old age. Sensation, a condition of mind resulting from spiritual or inherent feeling. Sense, the signification conveyed by some word, phrase, or action. Sensibility, power to perceive or feel. Sensitive, easily affected by outside operations or influences. Sensorium, the sensory apparatus. Sensual, pertaining to the body or the physical senses. Sensuous, having a warm appreciation of the beautiful or of the refinements of luxury. Sentence, a related group of words containing a subject and a predicate and expressing a complete thought.